This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
It's such a hard one to wrap your mind around with everything that he did. Is this something where we are looking at, you know, really opening the door to the world of an extreme addict here? And this is what they're capable of, because other than that, it just looks like someone who's completely evil. And maybe that is part of it too. But it's shocking, I guess, what he was capable of doing with his own daughter's body for months on end in a duffel bag. And if somebody wants to read about it, the affidavit is out there to read about it. And you would be completely just floored by what was done with seemingly a clear enough conscience to carry it out and carry on with life, have jobs and work and move forward in life in a very methed out, unproductive way. But he wasn't just like in a corner or in an alley somewhere curled up. He was moving along and getting what he needed to do to get his next fix.
You hit that one word in there, I think it doesn't relate to him. His conscience. He doesn't have one. You know, whether he was born without one or whether the meth took one from him or something else in life took it from him, this person's arc in life, as we've indicated, as we talked about before in previous episodes, the reason why poor Harmony wasn't missed for so long is just because he didn't have relationships with anyone to have her missed.
Yeah.
And so he's on a behavior arc of solo life, of complete destruction with everything around him. And he destroyed a young girl's life. And hopefully we're going to, like you said, unveil the curtain behind an extreme addict's behaviors that hopefully wake up even more people to, hey, we got to do something about this because this is just horrible.
Well,
nuts.
Another example of two, I do wonder, and we have a very inadequate, you know, child welfare system in our country, and God knows we talk about it all the time, but nothing is ever done. This is never something that comes up in Congress or legislation. Like, we got to really do something. We do. This is horrible. I mean, the fact that she was able to be missing for 3 years, and she was on CPS's radar. She was, because they initially said, you can't be with mom. She's an addict. And somehow Adam was the better option of the two.
I know.
Over a foster home. So I don't know if he was, you know, really, he presented himself in a certain way at that moment in time. And it's like, well, let's hope he stays that way, because that appears to be what it was. And there was no follow-up afterwards to, like, where is he? Where is she? The only one that had any sort of thing on their radar was CPS, but it took 3 years for anyone to go, hey, we haven't seen anything on this in quite a while. That's a whole other thing of how our system allows these sort of things to happen. And this is just one that we caught. Mm-hmm. It really does make you wonder how many more Harmony Montgomerys are out there or are no longer out there. And there's parents that are just living life that they're doing, and nobody is the wiser.
100%. And no, it's such a dark behavior arc that we're talking about here too, because some of the cases we've also covered in the past, when we start dealing with serial sex offenders, serial rapists, even serial killers. Who do they victimize? Who do these serial rapists, because I've covered these cases on other shows as well and on TV, the thing that bothers me most is, and we saw the beginnings of it right here, and this is where the system fails, is that we start creating situations where child trafficking takes effect. So say Harmony survived this.
Yeah.
Say that she wasn't killed by this meth addict father of hers, and she runs away. What then?
Yeah.
Is there a system that will protect her? No. She then goes to a place and then she gets starts getting trapped because she gets validation from somewhere. Because this is how that industry works. They prey upon the vulnerable that are created by monsters like this, and then they become victims to other monsters. And that perpetuates this whole life arc. So the thing that drives me nuts about why we don't, as a society, pursue people like this and pursue serial killers more, and not serial killer, but serial rapists more. There's this one case, I can't remember on the guy's name. every serial rapist out there that, and I'm not going far askew here, because Harmony, if she'd lived and survived, she's in this potential system that is creating these victims, because every serial rapist out there is targeting a person and a child and a woman like this. One serial rapist can victimize up to 400 to 600 women.
And that, how many, just, yeah, I mean, the spidering effects out of that.
And so, and it all starts with a case like this. It all starts with an instance where the system has failed a child like this. Mm-hmm. And so 100%, I don't know the fix to that system, but boy, does it need to be fixed bad.
Yeah. And the fact that we continue to ignore it is, I think, one of the scariest things. And that can take us down other roads too. And well, who's using this system? Who's participating in this system? And the scary part is we have found in so many cases, a lot of people in high power seem to participate in some of these things. And it makes you wonder, is there a reason why we are not taking the close look that we need to into this system to get it under wraps? Because it seems like it's doable. We just choose not to as a society, or those who are in power, I should say, are the ones who are choosing not to go down those roads.
So here's the positive. Here's what we can do. Let's go back to those keys of communication.
Yeah.
Recognize unhealthy people and unhealthy relationships and be the healthy person for others. Seek their thoughts and opinions, make them feel safe, make them see seen, make them feel valued by seeking their thoughts and opinions, talking in terms of their challenges, priorities, and pain points, and being curious about them. And not judging. Have people feel safe to open up to you who is healthy, and be a resource for them feeling safe to move forward in another area of their lives. And this doesn't, you don't have to go from 0 to 100. Not one person can save the entire world. Not one person can right an entire ship that's sinking. But if you can touch one person at a time, and that then person sees your example of how you're interacting with them, and they start touching another person, you know, that's how these things happen. You know, if you can just make one positive impact by that, you start preventing horrendous instances like this where systems fail children and poor people like Harmony get murdered by drug addict hunting dads. And I know he's not convicted yet, but I'm going to make a leap and say that.
Yeah. Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.